We've got a neat little competition going on locally that we thought we'd bring to your attention just because it's pretty cool. This is the, we're coming up on the 110th anniversary or birthday of the Belle Isle Aquarium. If you can imagine that, the Belle Isle Aquarium is 110 years old. I had no idea. And one of our local law firms, Butzel Long, is hosting a design competition for a weather vane on top of the Belle Isle Aquarium. Why? Let's find out. Richard Rassel's with us, the chairman of Butzel Long. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good. Great to have you with us. So tell me about the weather vane and the history of the aquarium and how Butzel Long fits in on all this.
Well, Frank, we were sitting around late last year because Butzel Long is celebrating its 160th birthday in Detroit, seventh oldest business in the city of Detroit. And we were sitting around late last year wondering how we were going to celebrate this birthday, and we concluded that the best thing we could do would be to reach out to some of the iconic institutions in Detroit and see if we could partner with them on some projects. We quickly decided we wanted to do something on Belle Isle, and at that point I sat down with the Sarah Early, the chair of the Belle Isle Conservancy, and Michelle Hodges, the president of the Conservancy, and we talked about a bunch of options, and the aquarium came up, and the opportunity to do something with the aquarium came up. After a little research, Frank, we realized that actually one of our founders, Leo Butzel, it was his cousin who had actually introduced the legislation in the Michigan legislature in the late 1890s to actually build an aquarium on Belle Isle. So we had a historic link.
And so what are you asking people to do now?
Well, we announced a contest to replace the now missing weather vane on top of this iconic building. And it's been missing for a number of years, so it's kind of like a gentleman out of the 1904 era walking around without his top hat on. So we announced this contest to replace the weather vane, which will be judged by the middle of September, and the winner will be announced in mid-September. And we will have it fabricated and put it back in its rightful place, a weather vane on top of this iconic building.
Now, are you looking for a new idea or something to copy the old one? What are you looking for?
Well, we are looking for something that would complement the old idea. The original architect of the building was Albert Kahn, who did many of the great buildings in Detroit, and the weather vane, the original weather vane, was a fish. There are a few extant grainy pictures of it. So a play on that is what we are looking for. The contest rules are on the Belle Isle Conservancy website, and they're relatively simple. So $500 prize to the winner. We've devoted funds to actually have it fabricated and put it in place.
And a spot in Detroit's history for many years to come as well. That's worth more than the $500 probably.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It would certainly, if I were had an artistic bent, which I certainly don't, it would be in my portfolio.
BelleIsleConservancy.org is the spot to go, and you can check out all the rules and how to make your entry available to the good folks at Butzel Long. And we wish you luck, and can't wait to see the finished product when you choose it on September the 12th.
Yes, and I think everybody ought to come out and see the revived Belle Isle. It's fabulous.
Well, indeed. By the way, September 12th is when you'll notify the winner. September 19th.
Well, September 19th is the date that the winner will be announced publicly.
Beautiful. Well, we hope you get tons of entries and have a lot to choose from, Richard.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Thanks for being with us. Richard Rassel, the chairman of Butzel Long, that's sponsoring this idea of creating a new weather vane for the missing one atop the aquarium at Belle Isle.